lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball.
Because they're all good kids until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs
for Alibi Vodka.
Welcome to Friday, and that means Bugs and Hugs, 10 o'clock every Friday. We stop down for an hour, open up the lines on the phone and the text line. Same number, by the way, 1-877-332-8255. And we welcome a call or a text from you to let us know what is on your mind. What's bugging you? What is so frustrating that you need to get it out? You wouldn't mind sharing it with everyone else listening because maybe it's bugging them too. Or if you want to send out a hug, you can do that as well. And I noticed I had one from Perry first thing this morning saying, Evan, my big hug this week is I'm hearing Peavey Mart could be coming back to Saskatchewan. That's right. Just this week, Peavey Mart revealed its intention to open, I saw somewhere between 7 and 12 shops starting in Alberta, some late fall openings in Alberta, but Saskatchewan is on the list as well. They shut down. It was tragic. Peavey Marts were, this province had stores in Saskatoon, Regina, Prince Albert, North Battleford, Humboldt, Kindersley, Yorkton, Moose Jaw, Swift Current, Assiniboia, Weyburn, and Estevan. Oh, and there was one in Lloydminster as well, which is half ours. So we had a lot of Peavey Mart locations. Well, it sounds like a group of investors have got together, bought the rights to and the logos and everything associated to Peavey Mart, and they're slowly starting to revive the company. So that's a good way. Perry, thanks for that. That's a good way to start out Bugs and Hugs. Now, it doesn't have to be a large thing. Whatever's bugging you, it can be something that literally is an annoyance. You walk into your house at the end of the day, you put your keys on the table, your spouse says, how was the day? And you say, you know what drives me crazy? That's what I want to hear. Like Daryl in Moose Jaw said, I've got a bug about the city of Moose Jaw. Anytime they actually fill a pothole or a crack in the road, they overfill it and they create speed bumps. There you go. Could be that simple. I like it, Daryl. Thanks for joining the conversation. 1-877-332-8255 is the number to call. We're going to go to the phone line. Lots of calls coming in. I'm going to start with Carrie in Saskatoon. Happy Friday, Carrie. What's your bug today?
Good morning, Evan. I'm kind of frustrated that the city of Saskatoon is going to spend or propose to spend $1.1 million to create a heated facility to store garbage cans, because otherwise they get broken in storage and then they end up in a landfill. So that validates them having a heated storage for them.
I didn't follow this story. Did this just come up this week, Carrie?
Just posted in the agendas. It's for this week coming up, and I can't believe it. I don't think they understand where garbage cans end up as soon as they're deployed to people's homes.
Outside.
Exactly.
In the cold. Okay, I'm marking it down as you give me this, because I have Mayor Block, of course, on the program here a couple weeks away, and so it's, I'll add it to my list of things to ask.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to our friend Jace, who always joins the conversation. We appreciate you calling in. In fact, I hear you calling into the Green Zone every once in a while.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I call in, talk hockey all the time, make fun of Walker.
That's good. Well, what do you got on your mind today for Bugs and Hugs?
Well, Evan, how much do you know about motorcycles?
Not a lot. Drove lots of dirt bikes on the farm, but I've never got my license to drive one on the highway.
Well, I've been thinking about going to get my license, and I've been thinking about getting a new bike. Well, I look up on SGI there, and I go on their, you know, their plate calculator that they got. Well, if I want a sport bike, so pretty much the most simple explanation I can put is that for motorcycles, the bigger the CC or the bigger the engine is, the faster they go.
Right.
Well, if I were to get a 400cc sport bike, my monthly plates, if I were to pay for the year, it'd be about $1,000, and the monthly would be about $100. If I go from 400 to 401, 1cc more, it will go from $1,000 to $4,000 a year and $340 a month. So to go that tiny little bit, which makes zero difference, it is four times the price. And it's just, it's so frustrating because you would think that it would be, you know, a gradual growth or exponential. As the CC gets bigger, you get more expensive.
Yeah. That's you know, almost like a cliff, like a drop, a drastic drop.
Well, exactly, right? Yeah. Like I want, the bike I was looking at was a 450, which means that I'd be over that limit, and I can't afford to pay more than the bike's worth in plates every year.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. That's where it gets a little bit ludicrous. And I mean, I get it. Obviously, you know, they do the same thing with vehicles. They have different categories of vehicles, so you pay different. So from an insurance standpoint, I understand why they do. But I think your point is well taken, Jace. Could it not be a little more gradual as opposed to a sharp cliff where it more than triples in price in terms of monthly insurance plate costs? Appreciate the text. Appreciate the calls. 1-877-332-8255. Buds and Hugs is here for you. Let's go to the phone line and talk with Les in Corning. Les, how are you today?
Oh, great.
Ready for the Rider game tonight? I know that.
Oh, you betcha. And curious to see. It's going to be close.
So, yes. Yeah.
I agree. I got a bug and a hug.
Okay, what do you got?
I got a bug to the guy that called in, or left a text, actually, with you on the open line there about Stephen Debo.
Oh, yeah. He was taking me to task big time.
Oh, yeah. I got a bug against him. If he's, I know he's a lefty.
I don't know if it's a he. It was an anonymous text. I couldn't even tell you who it was.
Well, I just say, grow some gonads. Call into your show. Are you that scared, buddy, or lady, or whoever you are? Now, my...
Okay, thanks for saying gonads. I had my finger on the dump button. I wasn't sure where you're going. Okay, but you said you got a hug, too. Who's your hug for, Les?
Donald Trump.
Okay.
I say Donald Trump. When Mark Carney has his elbow or his knee pads strapped to his elbows and he goes crawling down to the U.S. because GM is folding in Canada, you got Algoma Steel, which is part of Brookfield, folding. You got lumber industries folding. Mark Carney's realizing that his big green outfit is folding as well. And with Danielle Smith on this pipeline, forcing his hand. He's stuck. All he's got left is Quebec and his, what do you call it on the dairy?
Yeah, supply management. But how is that? That sounds like more of a bug on Mark Carney than a hug for Donald Trump. How is that a hug for Trump?
Well, Trump said he's going to wreck Canada economically, and by God, he's doing it.
Okay, so I you, the prophet that you see Donald Trump to be is where you're giving the hug. I got you. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. We'll stay on the phone line for another call here. Joe is on the phone from Regina. You've got a bug today, Joe. Please share.
I sure do. The bonehead running our province, Scott Moe, shoving out $40 million on Indigenous Day when they just... got $34 million in unaccountable spending. I don't know why he would give him another $40 million when $34 million is just flowing and nobody knows what happened to it. It just makes no sense to me.
Okay, but Joe, don't go away. I just want to clarify. So the $34 million kind of unaccounted for that you're talking about is the audit of FSIN, whereas the money that was given by the provincial government was more through Truth and Reconciliation and towards people from the Isle of La Crosse residential school.
Yes, no, I understand that, but I just, it just makes no sense to me. Like, we just keep paying for this, and I understand it was a horrible thing that happened, but, you know, how much longer can we keep paying for stuff that happened that long ago? Like, eventually, we've got to be forgiven for it, and everybody's got to carry on. Shelling out millions of taxpayer dollars isn't a way to fix the problem, I don't believe, anyway.
I appreciate the call, Joe. Thanks for calling in. There's a couple of texts that I saw actually last week. No, I guess it would have been earlier this week, saying, questioning, you know, if we are not in a great financial situation, that we're likely seeing another large deficit in the province, is this the time to be trying to find, well, in this case, $40 million? So there were a few people concerned about the spend more from a fiduciary responsibility standpoint, saying we're already in the deficit. We had forecasted a small surplus. And you remember when we had the finance minister on the program, Jim Reiter was on here. We said, boy, that's pretty slim. That doesn't give you a lot of wiggle room. Well, we've quickly learned, yeah, we're not going to make the surplus. In fact, we're going to be in the negative again. And so some people wondering where this $40 million was coming from. So, Joe, thanks for calling in. Bugs and Hugs, it's your opportunity to share whatever is on your mind, good, bad, or indifferent. If it's bugging you or something positive you want to send a hug out for, that's what we're here for. We'll take our first break, but we're doing this right till 11 o'clock. Lots of time to get on the program here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Super duper! That's nice!
That's awesome!
Way to go! Neato, okay? I just want to give you a big hug.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Bugs and Hugs continues. 1-877-332-8255. The phone lines and the text lines are open for you. And boy, there's lots coming in. I appreciate. So Carrie called in earlier from Saskatoon, upset. And I haven't even seen this story, but apparently it's on the agenda for city council in Saskatoon, that they are investing to the tune of a fair bit, hundreds of thousands, for heated space for garbage cans. Now, I don't know the story enough to even comment on it, but I'm seeing a few people on the text line also commenting. So clearly this is an issue that we'll have to talk with Mayor Cynthia Block about the next time she was on. I got John with a text here that says, heated space for garbage cans, but people are freezing outside living in cardboard boxes. This seems to be messed up priorities. I don't know enough about this story, but I have to acknowledge there's a few people wanting to make sure this is on Bugs and Hugs today. Joe with a bug in Regina, and this one's directly for the Regina Police Service. He's bugged by the lack of traffic enforcement in Regina. Stop just driving around waving the flag. Stop and ticket bad drivers. Joe in Regina. It's interesting because I will tell you through the years at RPS, the number one complaint we would get, number one complaint we get from citizens is traffic. Whether it's speeders, whether it's loud mufflers, whether it's street racing at night, it's distracted driving. I mean, a lot come in. And that's why police services will dedicate a number of officers directly on the issue of traffic enforcement. Where do we get most of our complaints? Traffic enforcement. So most concerns from the public coming in saying we want to see more traffic enforcement. Most people complain about the police with regard to traffic enforcement. It's a bit of an endless battle for sure. But Joe and Regina, fair enough. Thank you for the message. Wants to see more traffic enforcement of bad drivers in the city. 1-877-332-8255. Tim and Prince Albert sent in some pictures, and wow, these are quite the pictures. So he's got 1, 2, 3 burnt vehicles, and these are all different vehicles. So it's not the same with just three different pictures. 3 vehicles burnt, 1 garbage can turned over and garbage in the ditch. And Tim and Prince Albert says, this is what you see on the highway between Waskasoo and LaRonge. I'm very bugged by this. We need highways to get out there and clean this up. These pictures are from 2 days ago, and one of those cars has been there for 2 months. So you think about that area. I mean, it is probably, arguably, one of the most beautiful parts of our province, Waskasoo and LaRonge, that drive between those two centers. These pictures don't exactly lend themselves to beauty. Tim, thanks so much for that. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go back to the phone lines. I'm going to start in Saskatoon. I've got Don on the line with a bug. What have you got, Don?
Good morning. My adult daughter came in from out of province to visit. We wanted to do a little time travel, so we went to Rutgers. The putt and bounce was great. But then we went into Rutgers to play some games. They're all tap cards. No more tickets spitting out. It was so much fun. The kids had little plastic bags. They'd fold them up. get the tickets. They didn't even care about the machine sometimes. Then they'd get them counted in that big machine that pulls them in. And
it's Don. Don, you are sparking a memory for me because I used to take my kids to Rutgers, and you're right. I mean, they would, like, you'd get those long strings of tickets, right?
Yeah,
that's right. So now it's like a car, like a credit card, basically, right? You load your points up on.
Yeah,
I think Chuck E. Cheese. We took our grandkids to Chuck E. Cheese, and I think they do the same thing there with that now. But well, I'm glad that you're reliving memories with your daughter. I think that's kind of a fun way to spend the afternoon, Don. But yeah, I get it, and yeah, part of the experience that apparently is no longer there for the newer generation of kids. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, where am I going to go next? Let's go to Carrot River. I got Dwayne on the line. What have you got for me today, Dwayne?
Well, first of all, I want to say I'm not a racist, and I really think today of Truth and Reconciliation is wonderful. I spent my whole career as a teacher working with Native people and with the STF when I was president of STF, but I'm really, really bugged when this day rolls around. And what we hear is that 6,000 children died of 150,000 children at the school. I pick up my phone, I phone the statistical office in Ottawa, and they tell me that the lifespan and deaths and everything else about the people of Canada, children between the ages of 15 and 16, who were the ones 5 years in, 16, were the ones attending those schools. And if you find out the death rate, it was around 2.5%. Now, what really bugs me is they bring this figure out, but they don't ever say why they died, and leaving people to think terrible things happened to them. And I would be the first to say the idea of these schools was just ridiculous and terrible. But the 6,000 children that died were exactly right on with what died for children all across Canada at that time, from diphtheria, smallpox, all the other diseases, cholera and whatever. So it really bugs me that if we're going to have Truth and Reconciliation Day and they keep bringing this figure up, they leave it open-ended deliberately, I feel, to tell people that, oh, they must have been neglected and it was a terrible place to be and it wasn't proper and so on and so forth, when in fact, it didn't matter whether it was a farm kid on the prairies or at residential schools. That was the chances you took back in those days with your children. And it is continued. Every time we talk about this, that figure is brought up. And it really, really bugs me because that's not the part of Truth and Reconciliation I want. I want a little truth.
Dwayne, I appreciate you calling in, and I have heard these conversations happening over the last number of years about, you know, the number, and it's again, I think you did a good job of qualifying. This is not about negating the fact that residential schools were terrible and a terrible idea and abuse happened at them. But there were a number of deaths that happened that were, whether they were natural, whether they were health related. And that's the point that Dwayne is making today. Okay, we'll take another break. Bugs and Hugs continues up until 11 o'clock, so still lots of time to get your call in. And boy, you are calling. The phone lines are busy today, as are the text lines, which is perfect. We'll be back with more of your Bugs and Hugs next here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Brian's mic is Bug Me!
For Alibi Vodka.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here on this Friday morning. Yeah, the weather's cooling off a little bit, not the hot summer-like temperatures that we've been used to over the last little while, but cooler temperatures heading into the weekend, but the weekend right around the corner nonetheless, and lots to watch, lots to do this weekend. We talked about sports. We're going to be coming up talking about football day in Saskatchewan coming up a little bit later on in the show. Of course, Rider game tonight. Blue Jays back in action this weekend. And I'm interested in this next story because when my son was young, keep in mind my son, not only a full-grown adult now, but a member of the Saskatoon Police Service. But when he was young, he was fixated on becoming a firefighter. That's all he would talk about. We would see a fire truck driving down the road and his nose would be pressed against the window. Anytime we knew that the firefighters were going to be at a location where you could go and climb on the truck and talk with the firefighters, we had to be there. I can't tell you how much time I spent when my son was a little guy going around and talking with firefighters. Well, this weekend, you won't be surprised if you're in Saskatoon and a couple of other locations, including Prince Albert, if you see some fire trucks parked in parking lots of firehouse sub locations. I don't, by the way, I don't know if you've been to a firehouse subs, but you got to treat yourself if you haven't, man. They have got some great sub sandwiches there. But there's a great weekend coming up, and this is really just in time for Fire Prevention Week. I wanted to check in quickly with my friend Jana Dutton, who is the owner of a number of firehouse sub locations, to help us understand what Touch the Truck is all about happening this weekend. Jana, thanks so much for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Touch the Truck. I kind of gave the setup, but we're going to see some fire trucks in your firehouse sub locations this weekend, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have a fire truck at the location at Circle and Faithful here in Saskatoon, out in Warman at the firehouse subs there, and also out in Prince Albert at the yard.
So what's the reason for this, obviously? Is it just to create some awareness of fire safety, or what is behind this?
Well, it's First Responders Month and Fire Prevention Week, and so we are hosting Touch the Truck events as a fun way to bring kids and families and other people in, and they can ask their questions. They can literally touch a truck. In a lot of cases, the firefighters will let everybody sit in the truck. Sometimes they might even turn on a horn or a siren or explain some equipment, but it's a lot of fun. This is the second one we've done.
Yeah, and I'm sure you get droves of people. Like I just gave the story, my son, when he was little, anytime there was an opportunity to meet a firefighter or sit in a fire truck, he was there. I'm sure you see the parking lot packs on this weekend.
Oh, sometimes we do, and depending on the time of day, but we're hosting this at 1 to 3, so you can come in and have lunch, and then you can go and connect with local firemen heroes. And for us, it really reinforces that tie between the brand's heritage. We were founded by firemen, and the commitment to supporting first responders.
That's right. A lot of people may not know that Firehouse Subs was actually started by firefighters, which I think is a cool story. But the other story, and the reason I wanted to contact you during Bugs and Hugs, because I want to send a big hug out to the foundation, Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation of Canada. A lot of people probably don't know about this. Can you tell us briefly about the foundation, what it does?
Well, the foundation, it's the Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation of Canada. This is our 10th anniversary here in Canada. And over the last 10 years, the foundation has granted over $5 million worth of life-saving equipment to different first responder agencies right across the country. So it is such an important piece. Like, we have a lot in here in Saskatchewan, as a good example. We have over 400 departments, 1,000 paid firefighters, and over 7,000 volunteers. So we have a big province to cover. And, even if a department has everything they need, there's new technology coming out, there's new pieces of safety, there's equipment that's expiring that maybe wasn't in the budget, things happen. And, or like a forest fire up north, for example. And so the foundation comes to the aid in those situations, and different first responder agencies apply for grants twice a year. We open that up. And they apply for the grant and give a sampling of what they are asking for. And the committee, I don't know how they do it, but the committee sifts through them all and honors those grants. So it's pretty incredible.
First of all, even the number, I think people are shocked to know we have 400 fire departments in the province. But I talk on the show endlessly about my appreciation for volunteer fire departments. These are everyday working women and men that work in their communities, but also put their hand up and say they're willing to volunteer in these emergency situations. And often budgets can be a challenge. So can you give an example? Because I know there has been some items that have been handing out, equipment that's been handed out in Saskatchewan, thanks to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation. Can you just give us a sense of the difference it's made in a couple of communities?
Well, I just got goosebumps. It's our first grant was given in Saskatchewan last fall, and it was to the Warman Fire Department. And they had requested vehicle struts and battery-operated extrication equipment. What people don't understand always is that a lot of the extrication equipment, or what they would call jaws of life commonly, is hydraulic operated. So quite often a truck can't get where it needs to get to be able to connect it to use that gear. So battery operated extrication equipment becomes very important. And so vehicle struts hold the vehicle while the firefighters are cutting it so that it doesn't hurt another firefighter and create more of a disaster. Mm-hmm. So shortly after the Warman Fire Department received their equipment, there was, you know, a terrible accident on the highway between Warman and Saskatoon, and they attended to the accident to rescue the occupants, and it was one of our team members. So
one of your team members at work?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, sorry, I'm breaking up here. So it is. It's very
That's
stressful.
Powerful. Yeah. That's I can't imagine, even if you go to, you know, to some of the smaller volunteer fire departments, getting a piece of equipment, even something that might be worth $1,000, that's a big chunk of often the budgets that they work with, because they work with small budgets. So I just think this foundation is brilliant. I love the work that you do, Jana. And I know you're part of a big team in Canada that collaborate for this Public Safety Foundation, but I think it's outstanding.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I have to send a big shout out to all the volunteer fire departments and their employers. You know, it's one of those sacrifices that they make, and as well as their employers, to just, yep, you go. You go and attend to this. And it's a big thanks from us and the whole firehouse franchise group and corporate to say thank you to all the volunteers and the firefighters.
Before I let you go, Firehouse Subs, Touch the Truck campaign, which is bringing about community awareness, gives children and people a chance to explore a fire truck and meet with frontline firefighters. Where and when is it happening again tomorrow?
Yep, come and see us 1 to 3 tomorrow. And please forgive us and any fire departments that are involved if they have an emergency and the truck can't be there. But we'd love to have you out and make a donation to the first responders through the Public Safety Foundation.
What a great cause. Yep. Jana Dutton, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Evan.
1-877-332-8255 is the phone number if you want to join the conversation. Bugs and Hugs continues. Let's go back to the phone line. I'm going to grab the call from Ari in Saskatoon. How are you this Friday, Ari?
I am well. Thank you, Evan.
That's
first,
good.
Big hug to Kerry Tarasoff. That's the Kerry that called. He is a dog with a bone on city council agendas and finding those that kind of stuff that's going on.
So, yeah, he called in about the heated garbage can space, correct?
Absolutely. And, I mean, I know Kerry, and just the things that he and his wife, Sherry, dig up. I mean, Kerry should run for council. Let's just put that out.
Well, he has run for mayor.
No, he should run for council and then work his way up to be mayor. And then when he retires, become a radio host.
I see how it goes. Yeah. What do you got for me today, Ari?
So I gave you the hug. Here's the bug. And it's called Follow the $3 Million Bouncing Ball. The city just got $3 million from the province for permanent warming shelters. Let's be clear. They're warming shelters. That's what the money's designated for. So this is the place where people can get out of the cold and be warm. It's not a full sort of wraparound service with social workers and everything else. That's not what the money specifically designated for. So doing the quick math, you take half of that money away for administration and operations. It was $1.5 million. That means the city can hire 35 full-time staff people to run these two warming shelters.
Okay.
35. There should not be a homeless person if they're going to spend all the money on it. All right. That's 35. So those 35 staff can be split up between people who go out to the streets and find people and bring them in, people who are manning the shelter, keeping it safe and warm, people who are handing out the food that comes from the operations budget and from the administration budget. There should not be a homeless person that isn't warm next winter or this winter.
So I'm assuming you're expecting that it's not going to achieve that.
Well, I don't know if it is or it isn't, but if you got $3 million and that's your project and it's a warming shelter, we need to be really diligent to say, where did this money go?
Gotcha.
All right. Did it get rolled into social programs that are not the city's responsibility? Did it get rolled into hiring transition workers? Did it get hired into addiction counseling services? Did it get hired into all of these things that are not the immediate need. I mean, those needs are important, and I don't want to dismiss them. But this money is earmarked very clearly for permanent warming shelters.
Gotcha. Okay, well, I've got it written down. I've got the heated storage space for garbage cans, and now your point of the $3 million for permanent warming shelters. I'll bring it up next time we've got Cynthia Block. I think it's, I want to say it's around the 21st and 22nd, somewhere in there of October when we have the mayors back on the program. But those two topics will be brought up there. Ari, thanks as always for calling in. Bugs and Hugs continues when we come back here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
Woo! Come on, everybody. Give it up.
Why don't you do the world a favor? Pull your lip over your head and swallow.
Are you crying? There's no crying. There's no crying in baseball!
Because they're all good kids. Until dried out, brain dead skags like you drag them down and convince them they're no good.
I love it.
This is Bugs and Hugs.
For Alibi Vodka.
Welcome back to Bugs and Hugs as we finish up. Boy, the text line has been busy today. So earlier I was chatting with Janet Dutton from Firehouse Subs. They've got their Touch a Truck Day tomorrow, raising money for their foundation, which does great work, especially helping some of the smaller volunteer fire departments around the province and around the country. But I mentioned when my son was young, like I'm talking about 5, 6 years old, I was a police officer already at the time. He was obsessed with fire trucks. So we would see a fire truck, he'd want to stop, he'd want to talk to the firefighters. You know, and there's this healthy competition, as you might be aware, between fire and police. So I'm kind of like, what about this police car? No, no, he was more interested. I mean, he's grown up and he's become a police officer. But it's kind of funny. I saw on the text line, I got a text from John in Saskatoon. He said, the novelty of having a dad that's a firefighter wore off pretty quick with my kids. My daughter was even embarrassed when I came by in the fire truck to drop her backpack off for her at school. Most kids would think it was cool. Is it that your son maybe still wants to sit in a truck and try the helmets on? When we're on calls with the police, we can give him the opportunity. I'll throw it out there, John. We'll see what he says. 1-877-332-8255. Here's a good one. Ron and Esteban. Here's a bug. Tellers that don't know how to properly give change back to customers. They give you your change back, basically bills and coins all together, drop it into your hand and your fist. No counting it back. I'm always fumbling to put my bills away. We really have lost that, haven't we? The ability for someone to say 35 is 5 and 5 and 10 makes 20. As they're counting your change back to you, it doesn't happen very often. It's a bit of a dying art. And it's a bug for Ron from Esteban. 1-877-332-8255. Phone line. Still got some people here. I'm going to go to Randy in Emerald Park. How are you today, Randy?
Good.
You're good, but you're bugged.
I'm bugged. I'm bugged by the RM of Edenwald just outside of Regina.
What's going on there?
I've lived in Emerald Park for 20 years now. Now, most of us out here in Emerald Park moved out here to sort of get away from the city, have a sort of quieter lifestyle and everything. But the RM Council is trying to sneak through some high-density, low-income housing. The proposal that they've got, it's called Greensview, will increase the population of Emerald Park by 58 to 60%. Now, most of the councillors that run the RM of Edenwald don't actually live in Emerald Park. They're all, you know, farmers and everything because the RM covers a lot of agricultural
land. I would imagine, yeah.
Originally, they just sort of sent notices out to people that lived within 150 meters of the proposed development. That's it.
Are they going to have a town hall on this or anything?
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people raised a concern saying you can't just tell the people right next to it. So finally they caved a bit and they sent notices out to people within 800 meters of the proposed development. Well, the community, a lot of people in the community have gotten together and they've, on their own accord, have printed out notices and sent it out to the entire community. Mm-hmm. And there is going to be a meeting on October 22nd at the Emerald Park Fire Hall where the whole town can get together. Because, I mean, we, you know, 58 to 60% increase in population. I mean, our schools are at capacity. Nowhere has the RM addressed things like safety, you know, the traffic flows, policing, fire. You know, how are these people going to get to Regina? There's not jobs for them out here, so they're going to have to get to Regina. So Is there going to be bus routes? Like, it's like a giant cash grab by the RM, and they haven't really thought this through.
Well, I'm guessing you're going to have a packed fire hall on the 22nd or whatever the date is of the meeting. By virtue of the fact that you brought it up today on Bugs and Hugs, it brought it to the forefront. Lots of people now know about the issue. So that's what Bugs and Hugs is all about. And Randy, I appreciate you joining the conversation and sharing that along. Sorry, by the way, I've got a handful of people on the phone line I didn't get to. Tons of texts. I'm going to try and use the text if I have some spots throughout the show between now and the end of the show. But Bugs and Hugs, always a great success because of you. So thank you for joining the conversation. Take a break. We come back with Grey Cup champ Belton Johnson. It's Eatin' Time next here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.